Om Shanti. Good morning. Today, 22nd February 2019. Today's magic of blessing. Blessing is, may you be a karma yogi who experiences blessings by having a balance of karma and yoga. May you be a karma yogi who experiences blessings by having a balance of karma and yoga. Explanation is, a karma yogi means one whose every act is yogyukt. One whose every act is yogyukt. A karma yogi soul always keeps a balance between karma and yoga. By having a balance of karma and yoga, you receive blessings from the Father for your every act anyway. But you also receive blessings from whomever you come into contact or have a relationship with. So we are getting double blessings. When someone does something good, blessings emerge from your heart for that one, that was very good. This feeling it comes, that was very good. To consider something to be good is the blessing. To consider something to be good is the blessing. So Baba has said, karma yogi means one whose every act is yog yukt. Yog yukt means being tricky to use the yoga. Yoga is the connection with Baba. So how to use that connection with Baba and how to use his powers and virtues, all the energies when we are doing actions, deeds. So that is being yog yukt. So a karma yogi soul always they keeps balance between karma and yoga. So when we see about karma yoga, we have heard lot about that. So generally if we ask any Brahmin souls, they will say when we are in karma, we should remember Baba and we should do everything. So telling this is very simple. But how practically we have implied? What we should do. So for regarding this karma yoga, Swami Vivekananda has quoted a very good saying in his book Karma of Yoga. Karma yoga his book is there. In that a very good quote is there: the help which tends to make us spiritually strong, the help which tends to make us spiritually strong is the highest help. Next to it comes intellectual help. And after that comes physical help. Means, Swami Vivekananda, he has mentioned that first do help yourself. Help yourself. That is the highest help, he has said. Means, because when we are doing yoga, we should, when we are in doing action, when we are in karma, when we do deeds, we should know how to help ourselves. But most of the time we have seen helping others. Help means usually everybody will think helping others. But how much we do ourselves? How much we do help ourselves? So he has said, when you are doing action or when you are doing any deeds, help yourself first. Means stabilizing our mind, everything, planning. We should have a clear idea so that our mind will be stable from the starting to the end. So that is a thing. And supporting ourselves, tapping our back and appreciating ourselves. This is a very good help. Talking to ourselves, appreciating, motivating, boosting. So he has said helping yourself and spiritually strong. Spiritually strong means, spiritual means we know that spirit. Any knowledge regarding the soul is the spirit. It's highly spiritual. So how to, up to what point we are helping ourselves in a spiritual basis. So this is the highest help. Second comes the intellectual help. That what does Baba says, Mansa Seva. Do service through your mind and intellect. So that comes the second. because once we are stable, then only we can go to the second stage of intellectual help. Then last comes the physical help. What the karma, do our karmana seva. So last comes the action what we are doing. But most of us, we are involved in the karmana seva, help. So these three things Swami Vivekananda, he has said in the for karma yoga. So we will think what connection is there between the help and the karma yoga. Because we all know that while doing action, remembering Baba, that is karma yoga. But here help means helping others. It's a virtue of us. So when we are remembering Baba, we are imbibing that virtue and it is getting reflected. So this is how when we do that, as a result, we are getting the blessing. The others or we feel, yes, that was good. So this is the blessing. When we have the balance of this karma and yoga, and karma and yoga means knowledge and yoga. So we should knowledge and yoga, then we get the virtue dharana, imbibing the knowledge, embodiment. So that reflects, and as a result we get the blessing. So this is the very depth. So this is what Swami Vivekananda, from his quote we are learning what actually practically we should do karma yoga means. And one more thing also he has said, our karma determines what we deserve and what we can assimilate. We all know what we do, we get it back as a return. Our karma determines what we deserve. So what we, if we do a charitable action, of course we will get. If we do some help, timely help for somebody, we will also will get the timely help. So this is the regarding karma, what Swami Vivekananda he has said. But here Baba today he has said about the balance between karma and yoga. So what is a balance? Balancing means equal effect. Yes, balance means generally we all know that we have seen that balance, in that both the proportions should be equal, this side and that side, and we all keep the importance of both in a equality. And other accounts balance regarding the money, credit and debit, both should be balanced. What, how much we are spending and how much it's crediting, that balance. And one more thing is there regarding balance, when we see our body, because we are coming into action through this body. As a soul, there is no action. When we are entering the body, using the body, we are doing the karma. So physically, when you see for the body, balance like a balance of the body means, if we go to a doctor or a therapist, they will assess you how much your balance is in your body. Because when we get imbalance, we go to a doctor. So what happened to me as the age, or we get any diseases, anything, if we are getting imbalance, we want to know why I'm getting this imbalance, what is the reason. We do so much investigations, everything and all. So as a therapist, we used to do, we will assess the patient. Like for a balance means, our body has a central line for balance, which should be within the base of support. When we are standing, the margin out around our foot is the base of support, and our body's center of gravity should be within that. When that center of gravity is going out, we get imbalance. So same like that, we have the boundary of Srimad. We have the boundary of our knowledge. When our center of gravity, when our connection with Baba is disconnecting, and when we are going out of that, we face imbalance. So when enduring action. So how to train ourselves, like balance training. How we should train the balance of karma and yoga. So the basic four things we see, four things we treat. For a balance, a body should have a good strength and power. Any joint or body, the muscles should have good strength and power. Same like that, in our knowledge, strength and power for this balance means we should have the strength of knowledge and power of yoga. So we should see how much we have imbibed the knowledge, how much we have understood, how much we have perceived or we have grasped insight, we have absorbed. So we should check how much knowledge we have, because knowledge is power. So to strengthen ourselves, we should do churn. We should know what we are going to do. Knowledge. Knowledge about the action and karma. Karmic philosophy, everybody we know. If we ask anyone, everybody will say, what you do, you will get. As you sow, so you reap. So many quotes, so many things it comes. But do we have actually knowledge about that? We should check. Because what we give, we get it back. For example, we are going to a shop, fruit market or vegetable shop. We are going when, of course, we are well-to-do. So the shopkeeper automatically what he will do, he will hike the rate. According to the persons, he will just hike the rate. If they are poor, he will make it less like that. But if when we come to know that the shopkeeper is cheating, we feel bad and we start fighting. But during that situation, if we have the knowledge of, if we have the idea or if we have the idea of our action, because in the earlier births we would have cheated that soul, so now we are getting it back, then immediately we won't return, we won't react during that. Though we see that he is cheating, he is giving less amount for that and he is asking more amount with me, though we are seeing also, but from inside we will understand that because we have money, we are well to do, the other person is poor, we will feel it's okay, let him be happy with this money. So immediately we will tally the account, we will just keep moving forward. Otherwise, if we don't have that balance, if we don't have that knowledge, we can't use the yoga power. Because yoga power helps us to be stable in any situation. See, the thing is, now you have got the fruit of your action. The same thing that soul also will get. But it won't affect you. Of course, that soul also will get a chance to learn from the situation. That is that soul's part. That is correct. You have to tell them that has a manner of speech. But do you think, will he accept that? If he doesn't accept, what his emotions will be inside? Because being a Brahmin soul, we will accept. We will, most of our Brahmins, if you tell them like, no, what you have done is wrong, if in a nice way if you tell, at later point we will realize and we will change and we will accept and move. But if that soul is a non-Brahmin, it's not a VK, they don't have the knowledge. Yes, that's what I'm telling. For that we should have the balance, then you will get the result what you are saying. Yes. Good. So that shows the your balance. You have that balance in your mind. So you have went and spoken to him that the soul accepted that. So this is what the power you have. With your power you have spoken, done. But if we don't have the balance and you go in with a good wish, of course we have the good wish, but for that also we require power. That is what Baba says, balance. Karma and yoga, we know the knowledge, what the karma, we have the knowledge about what karma he is doing. But if we don't have that balance of yoga, if we don't have the power, with that situation if you go and tell, that soul won't accept. Maybe outwards, superficially he will tell, okay ma'am, like this. But inside you are triggering the emotions of that soul. He may feel very bad, that is the regret or repent he is getting. But yes, good, that is what Baba is also saying, we should have the balance, then the other soul also will accept and that soul also will feel, yes, that was good, it was good for me. This we get, what the fruit you are saying, this we get when we have the balance. If we don't have that balance, we are just triggering the emotions of other souls. So that is what, it's a very depth the knowledge is very dark. We should understand the knowledge of our karma and also the other souls, but to execute that, we need a power. Power of yoga is there. So if we don't have that balance, we are just playing with the other soul's emotion. That's how we take karma. You see, myself and others. Yes, ourself and others also, but it differs based on the situation. Yes. It depends on the situations and the person. That's what Baba said, see the pulse of the soul and you speak. Of course, you have a good wish towards the other soul and you are executing your thought. But if that soul is not fit to your thought, the situation goes mess. So it affects you also. Because playing with the emotions of other souls, it affects double the amount. Superficial action wise is different, but emotions, yes, yes, that is good. Having good wish is good, but we should know how to, it's simple, thinking the other souls, he is my brother, but how to execute that, that is what the knowledge and yoga. Okay, so this is the thing. So first we are seeing the strength and the power of our knowledge and yoga. So based on that, our balance is decided. The second thing is, in the medical, in our body, we see the proprioception of the joint. Because if we need a good balance of our body, proprioception of joints means it's a sense receptor in our body joints. Means like, now I have kept the hand, now I'm making a fist. So automatically, even if I'm closing my eyes also, I know that my hand, I have made a fist in my left hand. So this is called the joint sensation. Without seeing, we can make the sense, what is the position of my body. We don't want to see a mirror. So that sense, joint sense we get. So this also require for a body balance. Because we are speaking the phone and we are keep walking. If any stone or any up down is there, we get stuck. But we don't see that. Without seeing also, our body will automatically balance and we keep moving. When we are climbing stair or climbing down, at times we get imbalance in that, but automatically our body will make it straight and we keep moving. So this happens because of the joint sensation, that is called proprioception. So same like this, what is the proprioception of our karma and yoga's balance? Means the sense, feeling what thought I'm having. So while doing, because when we start the day, we think, yes, today I will practice this self-respect, this awareness, this vaman, everything we plans. But as the day passes, slowly, slowly, slowly it comes. Why? Means we are not sensing the thought. We are not sticking to that. So, because now what I am doing, what I am thinking, is my thinking and action is same? At times we do something, but inside it runs something. Because the day we would have gone, because of some situations or some thing, we would have got late some 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So we are very punctual to the office or something. But that day, every day boss is very good. But that day, because of this thing, he is telling something. When we are entering, we feel like today I will do this task, I will complete this task. But immediately when we get the feedback from the boss that why do you came late? Cause of you this task has delayed. We have to report it for this thing, but cause of you it has, that's it. All gone. So whatever plan, everything goes. But during that time also be sensitive to your positive thought. What we kept, we should have the sensitivity of our positive thoughts. What I was. Now also, though this feedback is coming, because the getting that comment also is a fruit of my earlier action. So we should be very sensitive to our positive thoughts. So this is how we should keep balancing. We should be very cautious and alert about our thoughts. So this is the sensation, second thing. And third thing for the balance, we check about the visual and the auditory, what we are seeing. Because with eyes open, some people will be able to balance. When we close the eyes, we feel like we are falling. And same like that, balance system is there in the ear also, auditory lobe also. So during that also, when we change position, people will get giddiness or they will feel imbalance. So this is the next part about for our body balance. So how is the balance in spirituality? Means we are seeing and we are hearing the knowledge. We are hearing the knowledge and we are seeing the people's nature, character, how much they are imbibing. So balance in the nature and character, how much we imbibe the virtues by understanding the knowledge, that helps to keep our balance in karma and yoga. For example, taking it easy. When the boss is scolding, if you have imbibed or you are being embodiment of easy nature, easiness is a very good virtue. If you have that virtue, we will be able to maintain the balance. And we are seeing other people also. We are seeing our seniors, so many people, brothers and sisters here in Madhuban, how easily they are tackling every difficult situations. So taking the good thing and imbibing. By seeing, we are seeing the good virtues. See the goodness in others and imbibe that. If we have that, by looking also we can keep ourselves balanced inside. And seeing the nature and character. See only the good nature and good character and take it. So when we do that, we get imbibed within us and we can reflect it. Reflecting the virtues in karma is also a balance. Not like that imbibing virtues is a different task and this thing. Everything is same. When we are using the virtues in the karma with the power of yoga, automatically the fourth subject, seva, is successful. And as a result, we get the blessing. Yes, that was good. Good. So this is how it's so. Karma and yoga balance means it requires all the four subjects. All the four subjects are involved. When we imbibe the knowledge, our virtues are reflected in our karma. And by having the power of yoga, we can reflect it. And as a result, we are getting the blessings. And one more thing, how is the connection? Connection, like we should have the proper connection, because as I said, in the auditory we have one crystal inside our ear. When it gets displaced, we get this imbalance. When the crystal is in the proper position inside, our balance is good. We won't get giddiness. Same like that, how much it is contact, how much we have relationship with Baba and how much continuously we are having in contact with him. So just not like that father and son. Try to use all the relationship. That also increases our zeal and enthusiasm. So we should know how to use all his connections. So with that also, Baba also giving a blessing. Baba also holding our hand and he is also taking us ahead. And other thing, from the other souls also we get the blessing. Yes, that was good. So this is good balance. This is what the balance between karma and yoga. So today's blessing is, a karma yogi means one whose every act is yogyukt. A karma yogi's soul always keeps a balance between karma and yoga. By having a balance of karma and yoga, you receive blessings from the Father for every act anyway. But you also receive blessings from whomever you come into contact or have a relationship with. When someone does something good, blessings emerge from your heart for that one that was very good. To consider something to be good is the blessing. And one more thing, how to imbibe virtues is very simple. If we have the quality of appreciating anything, we should appreciate. Appreciating self also, appreciating others also. Then automatically other all virtues will keep coming. If someone is doing more than us, we should feel good about them. Yes, that soul is very good. Let the soul grow like this only. This is appreciating. And if you, of course, we know about our negatives, but when we find a good thing inside us, if you start appreciating that, automatically you will start disclosing your other virtues. So appreciation is a very good virtue. That is why in our board also you get the first virtue is appreciation. So if we, yes, how to do that? It's very easy. Like while cooking, how do you do? Yes, practice is no. That is why Baba says, keep talking to yourself and me. When you are doing surgery, Baba, come, we'll do an incision. Baba, we are assessing this. Every action what you are doing, keep talking to him. Think that he is near to him and he is holding your hand and he is doing. Baba, now we are giving sedation. Baba, now we are giving anesthesia. Baba, now we are doing this. Baba, the patient's decision over. Baba, is this everything okay? Okay, Baba, we'll put these stitches. Now everything is done. Now the patient is fine. Keep talking to him. Then you won't forget. Because I practice this. When I treat my patient, I used to tell him, Baba, I am doing this for the patient. Baba, is this the right exercise? Is this the right diagnosis I am doing for the patient? Every now and then I keep talking to him. Yes. While cooking also the same I does. Baba, now we will put oil. Now I will put mustard. Baba, now I am cutting this vegetable. Baba, is this okay? Is this the right quantity? Should I put this much salt? Asking him and communicating. Om Shanti.